Hello, my dears, and welcome to Erotic Arcana. I am excited for you to embark on your mystical journey with me. Whether you are familiar with traditional tarot cards matters not. Erotic Arcana is a departure from the traditional. It is tarot-guided sexual intimacy. All I ask is that you open your minds and hearts, set an intention for today's session, and then let the cards guide your experience. First, I will ask you to remove all clutter from your lovemaking space. This means your psychic clutter as well as physical clutter, including your clothes. Please take off your clothes now and remove them from the space. Once clear, please lie back in the lovemaking space, fully naked, next to your lover, and close your eyes. Place the hand that is further from your partner upon your own genitals, his hand on his sword, and her hand on her cup. Then place the hand that is closer to your partner upon your partner's hand that is on their genitals, his hand on her cup, and her hand on his sword. This closes the sexual energy loop and will clear your psychic space of all that is not relevant. Now, listen closely and focus on my words. Now, I'd like you to think of an intention for this session, and as you do, I will split the deck and pull from the Arcana deck, revealing the Erotic Arcana's theme for today's intimate reading. Let us do this now. Set your intention for this session. It can be to feel closer, try new things, or relax. It does not matter. You need not share verbally with your partner. Your energy will speak for you. Take a moment to set your intention while I shuffle the deck. Good. The universe has heard your intentions. Now I will pick from the Erotic Arcana. When I read the card, I want you to interpret its meaning as it pertains to your intention. Ah, yes, the Fool. This card represents the overarching theme for this session. If you are new to tarot, you may think this is a negative energy. However, in the Erotic Arcana, all cards are positive. The Fool represents new beginnings, fresh starts, and fresh attitudes. It means you're about to embark on a journey with childlike curiosity. Stay in the present. Take a moment to consider what this means to you and how it relates to your intention. Good. Now we will begin the reading. I will perform a 3-card pull that represents past, present, and future energies. First, for her. The Hermit. Interesting. The Lovers, of course. And the Devil. For her, the Hermit says you have perhaps kept the deepest parts of yourself to yourself in your past. Has this perhaps made you feel somewhat isolated? Any regrets? The Lover's card tells us you are ready to explore neglected or overlooked passion and put those regrets to bed by diving deeper into a truly meaningful connection. And the Devil dares you to break free of old habits that no longer serve you or keep you limited. The Devil in you will use sex to kill the Hermit in you. It will bring you out of solitude and into true partnership, which you're ready for. Focus on what this means to you in relation to this sexual encounter for which you set your intention, and view this with childlike curiosity. This will be your mindset for today. And now, the 3-card reading for him. Wheel of Fortune, the Hierophant, and Death. Oh, this is very interesting. For him, you have had an interesting life, sometimes successful and sometimes not. None of that matters now. The Hierophant suggests you are on the right track, but need to push beyond the limit of conventional thought and be open-minded. And Death represents the passing of old ways. An old version of yourself, and your old closed-mindedness yielding new experiences. Set aside your insecurities and open your mind and body to new experiences. Focus on what this means to you in relation to the sexual encounter for which you set your intention, and view this with childlike curiosity. This will be your mindset for today. As you both focus on your mindsets, you may now begin to kiss, to move your hands, to self-pleasure. She may place her hand upon her cup, and he upon his wand, and you may also touch each other. Focus on your mindset as I shuffle and pull the next cards. For her, the Magician. An opportunity will present itself as if by magic. Seize it now before it vanishes. Push his head between your legs. Put yours between his. Sit on him or grab a toy. Whatever you desire, focus on your mindset and act when I say, in just a moment. For him, the High Priestess asks that you connect with intuition to uncover new insights and truths about your intimate experience. Do not resist. Focus on your mindset and allow your lover to act as she wishes. Both of you, act now. For her, the Sun card tells you that your path to pleasure shines plainly before you like a shining light, and it burns hot. It is plain and clear as day. Go to it. No matter what it is, you'll be successful in this endeavor. Do not think, act, and seize pleasure now. For him, the Strength card directs you to gather fortitude to overcome a stubborn challenge. Do not waste this strength on trivialities. Sometimes the greatest strength is needed for surrender. Surrender to your lover's lead. You are both integrating these messages so well in real time. Excellent work. Ah, these cards are good. For her, star card tells you to strive for something seemingly unattainable. It is much closer than you think, but wishing alone is insufficient. You must act. Only you are capable of and responsible for attaining your dream come true. Seize it now. For him, the Empress calls on you to proceed with kindness, gentleness, and generosity. She encourages you to do what feels natural, not what you feel you should do. Let these messages inform your actions now with your lover. For both of you, the final card. The Chariot card urges you to pursue your sexual ambition with decisiveness and willpower. Success is imminent. Simply focus on the path ahead and ride with abandon and childlike curiosity. The Erotic Arcana deck has now expressed all the messages it had for you today. You may now proceed as you desire, with imagination, loving intent, and of course, the curiosity and optimism of the Fool.
Thank you. Thank you.